A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Evans Agre-Daku, also says President Mahama's State of the Nation address to Parliament contained all the major issues confronting the country. He mentioned corruption, the power crisis, excessive politicization of national issues as examples of some of the things that need the collective support of everybody. He also agreed with the President's call on the people to have hope and confidence in the people they have entrusted power to and not raise their hands in despair. Dr. Agre-Daku was commenting on the State of the Nation address.
Because one critical issue that came up and which I found very significant is the fact that especially with regards to Ebola, that through the delay in the response to this serious problem was a result of lack of international crisis management system. And that is what he said he's going to propose together with, I think, Angela Merkel and the Norwegian leader to be able to push for something like that, and which I found very critical. If you look at one of the bills that I found very interesting to be the conduct of public officers bill. If that bill is passed and we really will live up to the tenets of the bill, I think it will shape the conduct of our office holders and so on. For them to appreciate that we are not just in gods, but they are servants of the state and they must deliver our side. Of course, issues of corruption are very significant. Accountability in government, as I said, because he highlighted how we are retooling the judiciary office base and among others and all that, the district assembly elections. Of course, he also mentioned the role that Afarijan has played over the years and the fact that he is going to bow out of public office, which is very critical. Ending it up all up by calling on all of us to have all hands on deck, ensure unity of purpose, eschew cynicism and excessive partisanship, which I think are very critical issues that he raised in there. You reckon that if we are not optimistic and we always think that we live in a state of hopelessness, then there is a tendency that we would not even be able to deliver, as it were, put in the effort, the energy that we ought to put in to salvage this nation and make it.